have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It is Wednesday again. And so the first 2 hours of Wednesday is Black Excellence. Black Excellence. And the third hour is Manhood Hour. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. You can get involved right now by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question: hath the Christ resurrected in you? Has the Christ resurrected in you? This is an amazing question for those men and women who are working on themselves to overcome evil and return to the Father, return to good. Has the Christ resurrected in you? An amazing question. Has it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are out and about, you got to run around, because we are on different time zones around the world. And I just say, you got to go and do what you got to do, but you would love to still listen to the show, you can by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It is Black Excellence Wednesday. That was then. This is now.
This is Black Excellence.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody can actually know.
There is no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the blacks. Amazing. And you know what else is amazing? Bill Lockwood is here. It's a spiritual battle. Is Bill with us? Oh, Bill Lockwood is here. One, if not, well, we have Trump too. But Bill is one of the smartest white men on the planet. And everybody knows it now. I hear it all the time when I travel around. They say, well, we love Bill Lockwood. Bill is the host of Patriotic Pulpit and Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood. He is a preacher at Our Park Church of Christ in Texas. And you can support Bea by going to ko-fi.com/patriotic pulpit. And we're going to give you that again as we move forward here. Good morning, Bea.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well. How are you?
Great. I'm doing great. Thank you for that. Yeah, you bet. It's good to be with you.
You too, man. I look forward to this because you're so knowledgeable of what's going on in the world, and I appreciate that.
Well, I try to be. I try to follow what's happening. Sometimes I miss some things, so.
So much is going on. You really can't keep up with everything.
Well, you cannot. You cannot because it is a tidal wave of material that's out there. So you have to be picky and pick and choose what it is. So,
absolutely.
Right.
Bill, I always tell people that it's a spiritual battle. It's not about color. It's not about male or female. It's not about it's good versus evil. Do you see it the same way? I don't know if I've ever asked you that before.
Oh, absolutely. That is the bottom line of all of it. That is the proper way to frame the entire issue that's going on between right and left, liberals and conservatives, Democrats and Republicans. It doesn't matter how you absolutely want to cut it and look at it, but it is a spiritual battle. And that's what's happening in our country. That's what's happening in the world. And too frequently, those who are on Christ's side are on the minority and on the losing side. But that is the way it has been throughout history. But it is a spiritual battle indeed.
And so there's a couple of stories I really want to get to. But first, if it's spiritual, and most people don't know that it's spiritual, so they're fighting each other in a physical way, arguing back and forth and fighting, they're never going to resolve the problems in the country in that way. How will the problems, and will they ever resolve themselves if the people don't see that they're spiritual? Most people don't see that they're spiritual.
No. And this is really the great formula upon which America was founded.
Yeah.
And the great concepts, and that is, for the first time in the history of the world, we were able to posit the freedoms that man enjoy, or the rights, I should say, and the liberties that man have been endowed with by their creator. So that's how Jefferson and the founders put it into the founding document. That is, our rights are given to us by God. So the very concept of government is that is the American government, is that our rights have been given to us by God. We're simply recognizing that fact. That is life, liberty, and property. Those are the rights given to us by God. Property is written into the Constitution 2 times. And in the Declaration is called Pursuit of Happiness. But those rights have been endowed to us by our Creator from the beginning. Therefore, what is the role and the purpose of government? The role and purpose of government is simply and solely to protect the rights that have been given to us by God, individual rights, and protect those rights. That's how our government was fashioned, created, formulated. Therefore, when you look at it from that understanding, then you can see how the concept that government is to redistribute wealth or to tilt the tables and give some people benefits because of race or color or nationality above other people, that has nothing to do with the proper and God-given concept of government. That's not really what government's to be about.
Right.
So we have left that in America. And so very infrequently do we have people really understanding or actually verbalizing in public, especially from the left, that our rights are given to us by God and the purpose of government is to protect those rights. You don't hear that at all.
Right.
Yeah, the Democrats, they don't believe that. They believe that government is here to equalize the injustices of society in the sense of some people are wealthy and some people are not wealthy. So the government's purpose is to redistribute that wealth or redistribute the benefits of society instead of individual basis. And I want to say this, Jesse, also, that concept of government that we've talked about, that is the Christian basis of government, that our rights are given to us by God, the government simply to protect those rights, that therefore, on the other hand, puts the responsibility of achievement on an individual basis.
Yes.
It is my responsibility as an individual to achieve certain things. And if I do not, then I am not going to achieve those, and I'm not going to have the benefits of those achievements. But the responsibility is upon me individually in order to achieve something or to progress in society.
You know, as you're speaking, I'm reflecting on when I was in school. I went to an all-black school in Alabama, and the teachers would teach us those things. And then our grandparents and parents would tell us that our battle is spiritual and that we should treat all people the way we would like to be treated. And so that wasn't this deep-rooted anger between whites and blacks as they were pretending that it was. And so you run into white people who treated blacks well, black people who treated other people well, because we were taught that. And we were taught to be individuals, that we had to work hard, take care of ourselves, and no matter what the crowd did, we stay and be an individual. Don't rely on the government. Relying on the government was unheard of when
Correct.
I was growing up. I only started to hear about this when the so-called civil rights movement started. But, Bill, we are so far away from that, generations away from that now, of individuality, taking care of yourself, less government, our rights are given to us by God. It doesn't seem to that there is no turnaround now. Don't seem like it's going to turn around.
That's what it seems like indeed. And another thing about that is that this is why there's such a fight regarding history, regarding whether it be history textbooks in schools or what is presented in social media
yeah.
or in the national platform, because history has shown us that the type of government, which you have a top-down control from government, the head of the government and all the power at the top, And the power flows down to the people, or the rights are given, distributed by those who are in the head of the government to the people below, or they're going to decide who gets what rights or who gets what's money, who gets what. That model never was successful. It never was successful at all. And so not only do people forget that history, but in early American history, we tried socialism. We tried socialism, even though we have right now in Texas a socialist, James Tallarico, running for Congress.
Yeah.
And others across the country now openly telling us that they're socialists. Well, we've known they were socialists for 40 years, but they didn't admit it. They didn't want to use that term because in those days, at least a generation or two ago, people were just afraid of that concept of socialism. But you've had so much misinformation taught by ignoring history in schools that now they're openly embracing what they have really always been,
right.
And that is socialism. But we have forgotten, Jesse, that we tried socialism in early America. Massachusetts Bay Colony, Jamestown, both of them tried the socialistic model, and both were dismal and abysmal failures because it simply does not work. And only when at Massachusetts Bay Colony, men such as John Winthrop got hold of it and said, you know what we're going to do is every individual is going to be responsible for himself. They had wheat and crops and the food supplies in abundance because individual responsibility was the key to it, an individual achievement. So they brought that work ethic over from, and that comes, by the way, the work ethic comes from the Bible, or we could say from Christianity. But we have forgotten that because we've redistributed monies here in a welfare system, and people have forgotten, and really they don't even appreciate the work ethic at all anymore.
One other thing about that, and I want to get into some of the other topics here. I was listening to, you know who Hake, the Hake Report, right? You heard of the Hake Report?
The famous James Hake?
Yes.
Yes, I know the famous James Hake. What a great man.
I know, and the American Anchor Baby. Which
you're
is,
right.
He's all right after that famous Hake report, too. So I would listen to one of their shows. I can't remember exactly which one. And they had a caller, a black caller, I believe. And I won't be able to quote him exactly, but I know he was upset or he didn't like the fact that we were spending so much money on military over the last 40 years or so. He recounted that we spent a bunch of money on military. And he was upset about that. And he was saying something like, and I forgot which show it was on, but he was saying something like, we need to be spending money on the homeless. We need to be giving free health care. We need to be spending money on the housing for the homeless. We need to be spending money on these things and that thing. And as I'm listening to this, I'm like, that is so insane because that is socialism. And America was not built on socialism. We're not supposed to be spending money on... If we're going to spend the money, I'd rather that we spend it on military. At least it has something to protect us if we ever need it. But we're not supposed to be taking care of people in this way. But he seemed to be thinking that that's the way it is, and it seemed normal to him.
Well, that's a good point. So a couple of things on that. Number one, and we'll come back to this in a moment, but socialism is immoral. Socialism is the government stealing the produce or the monies out of the pockets of those who have produced and giving it to those who are not producing.
Right.
That is theft. It is immoral. So for me as a government entity to take money from Jesse Lee Peterson and provide it into even a pool of money for people who are not working, for providing them health care, whatever it may be, that is immoral. So let me mention something about military. Military is a legitimate function of government.
Right.
Military, defense. I do not appreciate, as you know, the war in Iran right now. I don't appreciate going overseas. I don't believe that's our business. We have not, it's an undeclared war. We talked about that last time.
Right.
So I agree with that. But the military is a legitimate function of government in order to protect the populace here at home. That's what the government is for, not to go around and nation building. And that's why with so many people have become disenchanted with the military or spending in the military, because all we seem to do is go over there and spend billions and billions of dollars all across the world to protect the world. But that is really world socialism. But they say, so what they're really doing is saying, we don't want world socialism. We want national socialism, which is the Nazi party. We want national socialism to redistribute the money here at home instead of redistributing it overseas. That still is immoral.
Right.
That's still, it's immoral.
That's right.
Here's how the founders would say it. The founders would say this, look, going back to biblical Christianity, we want people to have health care, but that is their personal responsibility.
Yes.
We want people to have what they need, but that's their personal responsibility. And if people are in need or if people are down on their luck or whatever it may be, then we have enough Christians in this nation to give, and it's free will giving. If I see my neighbor over here saying, okay, that my neighbor over here doesn't have a car, and I feel sorry for him because he doesn't have a car and he's very, very poor, then I can do one of two things. I can say, well, I'm going to go give him an extra car that I have. I'm going to give him that car. That would be my charitable giving. Or I could do it this way. I could say, I'm going to run for office and I'm going to become a politician, and I'm going to become a senator in the state of Texas, and I'm going to steal money from Jesse Lee Peterson and give it to this my next door neighbor, and he's going to buy a car off of your money.
Yeah.
Now, this is what the Democrats are all about. We want to take care of the poor. No, they're not taking care of the poor. They're forcing, by force, you to take care of the poor. That's
Absolutely.
What they're doing.
Absolutely, right. Man. Well said. Oh, I just had a question that occurred to me right now. Because I want to get to this Finland story as well. If white people had never allowed people of color in America. And once the white people found it and created such an amazing country, had they never allowed other people to come here and live, would America still be great, or would it be the same type of fights happening, and would it be just between whites?
Well, it would indeed be the same type of problems. I don't know what kind of scale or grade it would be on.
Right.
But it would still be that way, because that is the nature of Satan, and that's the nature of the spiritual battle we're in.
Yeah, yeah.
So whether or not they're whites or not, and this is interesting also, and you mentioned the people of color coming into this nation. So I'm reading a book right now by Michael Walsh. It is called Last Stands, Why Men Fight When All Is Lost. And he makes several good points regarding racism. He points out that racism really is not a category that was even thought about in history. They were more thinking about culture and the cultures that other peoples, such as the Roman Empire or the Anglo-Saxons brought over in England or whatever, those were cultures that people were, they differed from the culture. So it wasn't so much about skin color or there are people from an African race, but it was a cultural difference that they believed would be really downgrading their own society. But that has happened in America. We have imported multiculturalism. That's what multiculturalism is all about. We imported various cultures that are based upon anti-Christian concepts into America. And that has really caused chaos. So that's really, I thought Michael Walsh put it really, really well in his book on that, that really we have had a cultural battle going on in America. And it would probably be the same anyway. I don't know if it would be on the scale that it is, because as we've talked about before, Jesse, communism recognized from the 1920s on that America has natural fissures in place in its bedrock, and that is the fissures are between different races. And so it's very easy to push into the cultural differences here and make it a racial difference. And even though that was also going on in other countries as well.
I want to ask about this story from Fox News. Oben Finland, a member of the parliament, is appealing for her country's Supreme Court decision. And apparently this woman wrote about homosexuality years ago, at least 10 years ago, and that is wrong, and why it's like a development disorder. And everybody was writing about that in those days, for the most part. Not everybody, but a lot of people write about it. And so 10 years later, they are now over in Finland. They are now talking about arresting this woman. I want to play that soundbite for the folks from NTD. Watch this.
In a narrow 3-2 decision at the end of March, the Finnish Supreme Court found Parliament member Päivi Räsänen guilty of hate speech on one charge, relating to the expression of her beliefs on marriage and sexual ethics in a 20-year-old church pamphlet. The court says the conviction is for making and keeping available to the public a text that insults a group.
It was shocking, and I was disappointed.
Räsänen is a medical doctor and has served as a member of the Finnish Parliament since 1995, and was Minister of the Interior from 2011 to 2015. She says the Supreme Court rejected the view in the pamphlet, written in 2004 and shared later online, that said homosexuality isn't a natural variation but a deviation. The court said the text places homosexual people in an unequal position compared with heterosexual people.
I have said very clearly in this pamphlet that God has created all people equal. We all are equal, and we all are also sinners. And what I have spoken is that in the Bible, the homosexuality is a deviation from the natural sexuality and not a variation of normal sexuality.
Räsänen expressing worry about the ruling.
It has also ramifications not only in Finland, but also in other European countries which have similar hate speech laws.
And so 10 years later, they are saying because this woman kept this pamphlet or book, whatever she wrote. They are now, they're calling it hate speech, and they sound like they want to punish her for it. How should Finland Supreme Court handle this situation, in your opinion?
Well, let me back up a couple of moments here, okay. Just, and then we'll come to the Supreme Court of Finland. So Rosanen, the woman, Pavia Rosanen, member of parliament, she wrote the booklet with a Lutheran pastor actually about 20 years ago, 2004, I think was the date of the booklet that she wrote. So there are a couple of frightening things about this. Number one simply is the curtailing of free speech. That's right up front and center, that you cannot, with free speech, criticize any particular sin, and specifically regarding homosexuality, even though the Bible is so exceedingly clear on it. So in essence, even if you publish a biblical note such as Romans chapter 1, 26 and following, which says, "For this cause God gave them up unto vile passions, for the women changed the natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working unseemliness and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was due." That passage, as well as other passages in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, would be, such as we've just noted on this program, would be forbidden in the what are called the Digital Services Act, which was a European act saying that you cannot publish those kind of things at all. Publishing, of course, means putting them out publicly. So, number one, freedom of speech is curtailed underneath the guise, and you'll need to note this, of hate speech. We have that going on in America.
I know. That's why.
That's right.
That's what makes it so interesting. Go ahead.
That's number two, is it's a retroactive act that the Finnish Parliament has done. So they're going to go retroactively back and punish people for things they've said in the past. That this whole thing shows you which direction our society is headed. It is not simply in Finland. This also has repercussions in America because, number one, we're all about hate speech. That's the number one can that we love to kick around in American politics. Hate speech, and that's hate speech, and that's forbidden. This is what you can say. This is what you can't say. So this is where we're headed in America. And when we have people such as Obama and other presidents who go to Europe and say, "We love what's going on in Europe," this is what's taking place. It's hard to imagine that we have come to a place in the world community wherein private opinions or even biblical statements are going to be outlawed and punished as criminal acts. That's where we are in our country, even in America right now. Now, I may mention this also. The Democrats have also in America have in front of Congress a number of years laws that would forbid what are called conversion therapy. Conversion therapy, and they already have that in places like New York, California, Illinois, Washington, Oregon, that you cannot in conversion or seeking to convert someone from the homosexual community. They want them protected by law, that you cannot have an open discussion on homosexuality. So the answer regarding your initial question, the Finnish Supreme Court, they should say this is a matter of free speech. And we have free speech, or we should have free speech, and allow people to have their opinions put out in the public forum. Are we going to go the route of Nazi Germany, which is where we are, our communist nations, where you have a censorship program sponsored by the government? And that's what the Democrats want right now in America.
Amazing. Let me take a quick break. I'll be right back. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beads. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. A couple quick announcements before we get back to Bill. The Hay Creek Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. The guy with the good hair, he ain't afraid of no ghost. The Hake Report. And then after that, the American Anchor, baby. Energy given to him by God. It's not a loan, it's a gift. The American Anchor, baby. And then at 2 p.m., Punchy TV, Punchy.tv with Bill. Oh, Lord, you don't want to miss Bill. A live episode every Wednesday at 2 p.m. And one last thing for now, check out this ad. We are celebrating America 250 years with the American Hope Coin. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. And you can't go wrong with silver as a good investment. And there are only 250 of them, and they are going fast. So don't wait. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or call 800-411-BARN, 800-411-BARN. So not only do I have my own Punchy's coffee, I am now on Mighty. What the? Who would have thought? I want to go back to Bill Lockwood. And hey, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that amazing? I am now on silver coin.
I am truly stunned. When I saw that, I thought, what a great idea. That is really cool. That's cool.
I never would have imagined that, Bill. God is good. I had nothing to do with it. It's amazing.
Well, you had to sit for the picture, I guess, didn't you?
No. They used the picture that I already had.
Okay, there you go.
When the company called me up and told me that they were doing it because their family had been helped by what we do here in amazing ways, and it's right. A way of giving back, I was like, what the?
Yeah. Well, is it a silver dollar, I guess?
Yeah, it's a silver coin. Tell them.
What denomination is it?
It's a ounce of what's a troy ounce of silver?
A troy ounce of silver, would that be? I guess that's a silver dollar, a half dollar. Anyway, well, it looks
I'm
good.
I'm not sure what you mean. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like U.S. currency.
Yeah, right, right, right.
It's like a private silver bullion mint.
You know how you have a gold coin?
Oh, you know, I see what you're saying. That would be a stupid question then, whether it's a denomination. Yeah, right, I see what you're saying. I just wonder what size it was, really. I was kind of thinking about that. Yeah, that is really cool, though.
Hey, come and tell them to help us. You know white people know all the answers.
No.
I've got to give Hake. So what?
No, James is saying he doesn't know in the chat. But oh, okay. Bill corrected himself. Okay. He realized what he was asking.
No, it's like a gold coin, but it's silver.
Right, right. No, that's really cool. That is really, really great. Yeah. I just wondered what size it was, and I was thinking denominations in coins. That was a silly question.
You all spiritual and everything.
It's 1 ounce.
One troy ounce of silver. That is really great.
Isn't that amazing?
I think, wow. that is amazing.
It's a bullion silver.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
and
that's good.
First shall be last, and the last shall be first.
Okay. That's good.
So I'm being told it's 1 troy ounce of 9.99 silver.
Yeah, well, that is good.
0.99 silver.
That is really great.
Isn't that something really great?
Yeah, that is. Yeah, people need to get that. Put that in the glass case.
That's right. That's for sure. So, Bill, tell the folks how to get to you before I get back into the conversation here, and we have some super chats for you and everything. Tell the people how to get to your website, how they can help you, what kind of help you need.
Well, thank you for that, Jesse. The Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood is where I have the sermons posted and the material that I do at church in the pulpit and in Bible class also. So Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood. And then the Ko-fi account is, ko-fi.com. James Hake knows it.
Yeah, ko-fi.com/patriotic pulpit.
Yeah, pulpit. There we go. Yeah. And that's right. And that's where you can help me on that. Right.
I want to get back to, because of time. So this woman in Finland is being charged now of something she wrote, as you said, 20 years ago or so. And right. Now they're calling it a hate speech, and she's in parliament and all that, and they want to punish her. Is Finland a white country? Finland?
Well, I think it has been in the past traditionally, but I don't know exactly what the population demographic breakdown at this point would be. I'm not quite certain.
Do you know if it's a Christian country?
Well, apparently it's not ruled by Christian thought.
But do you know if originally, in America, it was a Christian country?
I don't know. The Scandinavian countries, I think they were probably Christian in orientation, generally speaking. But that's correct.
And the reason I ask that, because when I heard this story and I see the takeover in America, and it seemed that around the world, all the Christian countries are being taken over by people who don't even belong there, really. And it's like Christianity is weak because it doesn't seem to have any fight in it now as it did before. Do you see that, or am I imagining?
Oh, no, that's right. That's exactly right. And the historians that I read also, and as well as political commentators, that they all pretty much uniformly agree with that the Christian concepts that have been the basis of free governments or the basis of governments in the world have really had the heart eaten out of them, because no longer are Christian principles the basis of their thought and the basis of their legislation or the basis of their legal systems any longer. So that being the case, then we've come to a place where it's just now going to be might makes right, and the power is that which is going to control things and not about rights given to us by God.
I'm looking at this Finland situation, but I'm also thinking of my country, and I notice how in Texas and Detroit, or at least Michigan, and other parts of the country, you have these Allah Waba people coming in, and they're running for government, and they are And I noticed that when they debate with white people who are running,
yeah.
they don't respect them at all.
No.
Zero. They say what they want. They do what they want. And the whites who are running against them seem afraid to really be strong and speak up against it.
I just saw yesterday, I came in, we were on a trip, and we came in, I just turned on Fox News in the afternoon, and one of my favorite commentators is Will Cain. Will Cain, I think, is such a great thinker, just a calm, legal right. mind. And he had a man on there running, one of those men that you were talking about, apparently a Muslim.
Yeah.
And anyway, Will Cain couldn't even get the question in hardly. This guy kept talking over top of him. No respect at all. I was hoping Will Cain would just shut his microphone off. I thought, this is ridiculous. The guy kept talking over him. He couldn't get a question in. He couldn't follow up with a follow-up question because this guy kept running all over top of him. And they don't stay with the topic. They just run all over you. And it's just no respect. So, I think this is where our society apparently is headed, in the sense that no respect for the rights of others to speak. And if you don't like it, then you ignore them, and then you run over top of them, and you become rude and obnoxious, as the man was with Will Cain yesterday. I thought that is absurd. And here's something else. How is it that the people in California or Washington or Oregon can even vote for people who have not even the public decorum or the public manners to respect the opinions of another and listen to someone, just listen to someone else? They don't even do that.
Yeah.
They don't listen at all.
I saw that story. That's what I was referring to. But I've seen situations, the Will Cain thing.
I've
seen situations like that before. And I, too, thought, well, why don't Will turn his mic off? He's clearly showing that he's not going to respect the conversation. But they at least turn his mic off so Will can make the point clear, so that the people see that he's not this Muslim guy was
right,
but they wouldn't even shut his mic off.
I thought, shut the microphone off. Let Will Cain ask the question.
Right.
Let him redirect. You know, if this was in a courtroom, that's why we have courtrooms, because partly in order that we might control the conversation, that we might have control of what's being said. That guy would be kicked out immediately. I think, shut the microphone off. Funny thing is, though, when they turn the microphone back on, he'd probably still be bah, 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 bah. I'm like, good grief.
But, Bill, I see that normally it happens to white people. White people in Finland and white people in America and white countries are not respected at all anymore. They're knocked out. They're robbed. They're raped. They go into their homes and steal from them their businesses. We saw a perfect example of that yesterday on Will Cain's show. And in debates, whenever there are white people involved, you see the same thing. Why are white people tolerating the lack of respect to this degree? Because it's only going to get worse if they keep tolerating it.
Well, you're right. It's going to get worse. And why they do that, or why, for example, Will Cain didn't shut the guy's microphone off, I don't know. Except for the fact that I think, generally speaking, not regarding Will Cain himself, but generally speaking, I think if they're afraid that people are going to accuse them of saying, well, you're disrespecting a minority, you're disrespecting this guy, when in point of fact, they're being disrespectful of the person who is the host of the show.
Right.
And I think that's terrible. But I think that he should have shut the microphone down.
Yes.
And said, you know what, you're going to listen to my question, and then you're going to try to direct the answer to it. If you don't have the answer, that's fine. But just for everybody to know that, let's be on record, you don't answer the question, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah.
This guy showed a weakness to this Muslim guy by saying, oh, we got to have you back. He was trying to be all nice to the guy when the niceness wasn't being toward him at all.
Right, right. Okay, so if you're going to have him back, say, here are the ground rules.
Right.
If you're going to answer the question, and then you're going to stop when I want to redirect. You know, the guy had so much time, but you couldn't understand anything was being said because he just rattled on so quickly, and he very, almost purposefully at the very beginning, he pivoted everything to some other issue. It's like, okay, you know. And he and I think Will Cain was just asking, why did he have a certain person on stage with him who is an avowed Nazi? Why did you have him on stage with you, campaigning with you, if you do not agree with his positions? That would not be the case if I, for example, if I were campaigning and I would have some person who is an avowed Nazi on stage with me, that would sink my campaign.
Right.
I would be gone immediately. Yeah. But you get the Muslims doing it and they continue on. You get the Democrats doing it. They don't care.
Yeah. Bill, let me do this because of time. Let me first clear up. My staff has wanted me to make it clear about the civil corn. It is 1 troy ounce of 0.999 silver.
Okay.
Thank God for my staff, because I would be like you are about your website. I have these things.
That is great.
Yeah. So,
I like the way I see why they call it Punchy's Coffee. You're just punchy. You're kind of punchy. Punchy.
So, Bill, this,
yes, sir,
this Finland story about free speech versus hate speech, what is the difference between free speech versus hate speech?
Well, all speech should be free, and that is to say, to offer your opinions. I'm not going to say because someone comes in here as a socialist or as a Nazi that they can't speak at all.
Yeah.
They can't say anything. But hate speech, let's be clear, hate is in the eye of the beholder or in the ear of the beholder.
Yeah.
That's all that it is, and it's the same thing regarding bigotry. I saw some people posting on a particular, actually it was a thread on Twitter, and I think it was Kristen Wagoner who had some of the news regarding this Finnish parliamentarian that's being taken to court. And she had some great thoughts on it. She put it out there for people to comment on it. And some people comment and say, well, bigotry should be protected. Well, okay, bigotry is in the eye or the ear of the beholder. Whether it's bigotry or simply truth, it doesn't matter. So that's why, to get into hate speech or bigotry speech, that's why when we get into that and start talking about that, we're really way off kilter, because it just depends upon who's doing the talking and who's doing the listening as to whether something is hateful or loving.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. So if I criticize, for example, homosexuality, as I do publicly in the pulpit and online, criticize homosexuality as sin, people are going to say, well, that's hate speech or that's bigotry. No, it's actually love, and the love is to say they're in sin and they need to repent before God and reform their lives. But that is the loving thing to do. But they're going to say, no, that's hate. That's hate.
You know,
because they don't want any criticism.
What it reminds me of, they now call crime hate crime.
Right.
Right. But they, especially if it's somebody doing it to white people, they call it hate crime. And I'm like, all crime is hate crime. I never seen a love crime. And so it's like, speech is speech. And as you said, is however the people see it, it's up to them. And crime is crime. No such thing as
hate crime.
Right. No such thing as hate crime. All crime is hate.
Right.
They do it because they hate.
So I watched this develop in the early 1990s when George Bush, the senior, was president. And the homosexual community pushed so hard to get hate crimes as a separate category. Yeah. So they wanted it and they pushed it. And because they are, even though a minority in America, population-wise, the homosexual network is minority, they are so powerful and so money-backed that they pushed George Bush into signing a law that define hate crimes as a separate category from crime. All right. So now they wanted it to be a hate crime. In other words, they want enhanced penalties for crimes committed against homosexuals. When in point of fact, a crime is a crime, whether it's against a black person, white person, it doesn't matter a person's preference. And I use the word preference and not orientation regarding sexuality. The sexual preference, I use that purposefully. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Crime is a crime. So, but they pushed it to get hate crime in order that they might have enhanced penalties for crimes against homosexuals or against minorities. Therefore, now we have taken the hate and separated it out and made it itself a crime in and of itself.
So,
and that's what's happened here.
Is it all about whoever had the most money win the fight? Because if they go to D.C. and they lobby for all this, whomever had the most money seem to be winning.
Well, I suppose that could be what we might see that be the case. I don't always agree that that's the case.
Okay.
Simply because it is political power. It's about power and not necessarily always connected with money. Just as an illustration, Hollywood continues to put out and pump out movies that portray the Christian right as some kind of people who are backward and not understanding and stupid and criminal and, you know, people who have themselves some kind of problems, mental problems. They put those out even though they might even lose money on the public fair when putting those things out. Matter of fact, there's a great book about this, Michael Medved, called Hollywood versus America. And he pointed out, he's a movie critic, and he pointed out that Hollywood still publishes or puts out movies, even though it will denigrate the Christian right, in spite of the fact that they lose money and they know they're going to lose money on the proposition, they still will put those out because they have an agenda to fulfill. And so it's the agenda, the belief system that people have that really drives everything. And the money, of course, follows that frequently.
Bill, let me ask,
yes,
because of time, are you able to stay over a little bit after this in the next hour?
Sure, that'd be great. I'd be happy to do
All right, because I have super chats and a couple calls for you.
Okay, super chats, you bet.
So let me ask, are you concerned, I'm sure you are, you just said it, are you concerned that America is becoming like Finland and what is happening there will be here too all the way?
Certainly so. Number one, we're already on the road. We have been on the road for a long time. The hate speech concept, that whole discussion shows us we're on the road. Not only so, but the Digital Services Act that was in the European Union also affects American digital services as well, are those people who are Americans who are in it. And so they curtail and deplatform and censor your speech already.
Yeah.
So we already have that going on.
That's amazing. Okay, Bill, let me take a top of the hour news break. When I come back, we're going to take some calls and super chats. I do want to ask about what's happening in Iran right now. The hate news is coming right now, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. is from God. It's his nature.
There's some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. We got 2 hours of Black excellence today, followed by Manhood Hour in the third hour. We are with Bill Lockwood today as a guest here during Black excellence, talking about the attack upon the spiritual attack upon America and the world. JLP will be right back to Bill Lockwood and some of your super chats and your calls and some great stories. It is hate news, not fake news. The Dead Sea, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, is so salty that visitors can float effortlessly on its surface. JLP went and floated in the Dead Sea and didn't drown. But he knew how to swim because he swam in the creek down south, creating a phenomenon that feels almost otherworldly. But the famous body of water is rapidly shrinking. Scientists sound the alarm about an unfolding ecological disaster. Seems like all our favorite bodies of water are going low, been going down. Terrible. The Colorado River, some of the lakes around Vegas and stuff. Anyway, a White House showdown. Construction is underway at the White House South Lawn for an octagon-shaped arena that will host a UFC event next month. Very nice. Maybe. The fight card scheduled for June 14th, President Donald J. Trump's 80th birthday, Flag Day. Part of celebrations marking the United States' 250th anniversary, set to be the first major sporting event ever held on the White House grounds. Beats having Foo Fighters perform inside the White House with their liberal calling Obama their hero. Psh. Anyway, I think that's what happened. Texas results. In Texas, President Trump's national approval ratings may be struggling, but recent Republican primaries have shown his grip on conservative voters remains strong. We are close. We are tight. After helping topple incumbents in Indiana, Kentucky, with that lame Thomas Massie, and Louisiana, Trump on Tuesday got what he wanted in Texas, Tejas, where State Attorney General Ken Paxton defeated four-term Senator John Cornyn. I guess he's running for Senate. Ken Paxton is against that little supposedly Christian liberal. Oof, terrible. Anyway, there is an Ebola outbreak. The International Rescue Committee says that the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo is spreading faster than the response. Overcrowded camps for displaced people, poor conditions and limited supplies are fueling fears that the virus could spread further across the region. More than 220 deaths now believed to be linked to that Ebola outbreak. The IRC, I forget what the IRC is, but they warned that it could become the deadliest on record without urgent action. And there was a hazardous incident. At least one person has died and 9 others unaccounted for after an implosion. An implosion, they say, at a packaging facility in Washington State on Tuesday. This is different from the situation over, there was no explosion, down in Garden Grove, California, right here. But officials are working to determine what caused the rupture of a tank that contained a hazardous chemical mixture used in paper production. Wow. And Iran is on internet blackout. Did you know? Iran has partially restored, though, their internet access following an 88-day nationwide blackout imposed by authorities, per state media. The sweeping restrictions began in December after mass anti-government demonstrations. They didn't appreciate their current government, right? And while limited access is returning, many Iranians or Iranians say they are still relying on VPNs, virtual private networks, to shield their online activity. Interesting, huh? Anyway, Don Jr., he had a wedding weekend, or has a wedding weekend. It's remained remarkably under wraps, even days after the event. He got married to some gal. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show with Bill Lockwood in Black Excellence, Hour 2.
Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We're also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. My name is Jesse Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question is a doozy for those men and women who want to return to the Father, overcome evil, and become of good. The biblical questions are for you, not for those people who love their thrills. Has the Christ resurrected in you? Has the Christ resurrected in you? That's an amazing question. Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just don't have time to sit and watch the show, you can podcast and still listen to it as it is happening anywhere in the world on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we are going to get to your super chats. It is Wednesday. The first 2 hours of Wednesday, because we love the blacks, it is Black Excellent Hours. And then the third hour is bringing back the order of God, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So it is the second hour of the show, which is Black Excellence. That was then in the good old days when America was America, and this is now. This is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody can actually know.
There is no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the blacks. Amazing. Black Excellence. So Bill Lockwood agreed to stay over because we got some super chats and phone calls for him. And in case you missed the first hour, make sure you podcast the first hour with Bill Lockwood today. And Bill is here the last of every month. He's always here. So, Bill, thank you for staying over. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Happy to do so.
I want to ask about... We talked about the situation in Finland and what's happening there with this woman and what's happening in America, and it's the same, socialism on the rise. I want to ask you about the Iran war. Is it a war or is it a situation?
Once again, I suppose it is how you define the issues, but I don't know how we can say it's not a war, because we've involved our military in that, and the idea that, okay, it's only a situation or it's only police action, see, that has nothing to do with really what's happening, because even though we are acting as the enforcement arm of the United Nations in this case of Israel, we're acting as an enforcement arm in a police type fashion. We're utilizing all of our military in war. And I don't know how. And we, you know, Seth had talked continually about, we have a great war machine, the war fighters, and these people are going to war. This is all about war. But why would they be about simply a situation?
Iran has, from what I've been told and what I've heard and read recently, Iran has always been an issue with the last five or six, maybe seven presidents in the United States. They've always been trying to do something about Iran because it is so militant. You know, they have the Allah Wabah people who kill you, the Hezbollah people, and whatever they call them.
Right.
And they're a threat to the world. And then for them to have nuclear weapon is a bigger threat. And so according to the reports, and again, I'm not behind the scenes, so I don't know what's going on, but according to the report, Donald Trump, with the help of Israel, is the only one that has been man enough to really do something about this situation, erase the threat of the possibility of these people developing this nuclear weapon, and not only destroying Israel and other countries around it, but America as well. And so would that be a situation or a war if that's true, what the president is doing and his reason for doing it?
Well, it would still be a war. I don't care how you put it. It's still a war, and we've still gone to war. You might call it a situation down there, a situation over there, but maybe we should back up and notice, how did the situation arose? Who created the situation? Did America have a part in creating the situation? I say we did. I say we helped create the situation during the Jimmy Carter Jimmy Carter presidency. We helped create the situation during Jimmy Carter's period. So the prime minister of Iran at the time was the Shah. The Shah of Iran was our friend, Mohammad Pahlavi. He was a Westerner. He was one who was oriented toward the West. He was friendly to the West. He wanted to have open relations with the West. We had exchange students. They were our friends. At that time, Iran was our friend. Yet the Democrats, such as the Ted Kennedys of the world, they found one of their favorite things to do, and that is to bash what's going on over there, because Jimmy Carter and the Democrats were all about human rights. And so they saw that the Shah of Iran was not respecting human rights to the degree that we think they should do. The same thing happened, for example, Jesse, in South Africa. So we had all of our preachers in the denominations and all of the politicians on the left get on board saying they're not respecting human rights. We got to do something about it. So the same thing in South Africa. We helped get rid of that government apartheid. Well, apartheid, that's the worst thing in the world. We've got to get rid of apartheid. That is where we have the white government controlling the black population. So we saw that's immoral. Same thing over here in Iran, not with whites and blacks, but we saw the Shah of Iran, and that was something we didn't like. We didn't appreciate it. And Ted Kennedy said, that guy has got to go. We've got to get rid of him. And consequently, the machinations by our own government helped push out Mohammad Pahlavi, the Shah of Iran, in 1979, and we saw what happened. We even assisted protecting the Ayatollah Khomeini, who was a radical that had fled from Iran. We helped protect him in a chateau in France, in Paris, France. We helped, our CIA helped protect him. And we brought him back into Iran, and then he took over, and now he's a hardliner, and now we have one who is our enemy in the Ayatollah Khomeini. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's talking today. Well, for 47 years, we have been at war with Iran. They have and they have exported terror all over the world, and they're the worst of the worst. We've got to do something. We help put him in there. What do we do? So same thing in South Africa, Jesse. Wherever we intermeddle with our State Department and our liberal, pro-communist, pro-socialist, behind-the-scenes government, the deep state, we are supporting, and we supported the overthrow of the white government in South Africa, yeah. And we lionized Nelson Mandela, who himself was a part of the African National Congress, the ANC, which was a communist-sponsored organization that helped necklace the people that were there, and necklacing means put a kerosene-soaked tire on people's necks and set them afire. Nelson Mandela was part of that. But we lionized him in America. He made the front page of Time magazine. He's just a great man. He was a communist, but we supported that. And so now what's happening? Oh, now what's happening? They're taking the white farmers out and murdering them in South Africa, and it's chaos.
Yeah.
But we helped put them in power. Same thing over there in Iran. We helped put them in power. Now all of a sudden we have to go to war again. Our foreign policy is something is vastly wrong. I don't believe we ought to be at war over there.
So that I believe that about what you said about Jimmy Carter, what they did, what it may be true there, and I believe it. But so Jimmy Carter, those guys created this problem, and it's a serious problem now. But should Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, should he go up there and clean up the mess that Jimmy Carter's and others made for the safety of others?
Well, I don't believe that is what our military is for. All right.
Remember,
so
what I'm asking, though, should it is no, a situation
no, I don't believe
that was
so.
Created
no.
by, as you said, the American government, and now it's a situation. So should Donald Trump let it grow and grow until these people develop a nuclear weapon to hurt us? Or should he do something about it, and then hopefully they'll get a president that would be a good guy again?
Let's boil it down to the common denominator here. What is the basic root concept that lies at the bottom of Donald Trump going over there? And that is that it is America's responsibility to correct problems overseas. Jimmy Carter had exactly the same philosophy, except he was tilted to the left. Donald Trump is tilted to the right. We are still operating, Jesse, on the same basis, the same foundational concept, and that is that it is America's responsibility, by that I mean American blood, treasure, and money, to go and rectify wrongs that are overseas, because there's always a threat to America or to American interests somewhere in the world. There's always that way. So Donald Trump is operating, in this case, in foreign policy, on the same basis as was Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, even though he was tilted to the left, he said, our interests are not being served over there. Let's go over there and solve the problems in Iran. Donald Trump says, our interests are not being served over there. Let's go solve the problems in Iran. What is the difference?
With Donald Trump, according to a report, he's bringing now the Allahu Akbar country together with Israel. And so if that works out and Iran's or there's a breakout of a war over there later, those other Allahu Akbar countries who have agreed with Israel would now fight with Israel instead of fighting against Israel, according to what I've heard.
I don't deny any of that. I don't deny that some of that has positive repercussions for what's going on in the Middle East. But I am simply saying that we need to re-examine the concepts or the basic philosophical principles of our foreign policy. And we need to curtail our foreign entanglements. We are always entangled in foreign problems. Think about this. We have not once, since World War II, declared war, but we have been at war every year since I have been alive in 1958.
Right.
We've been at, how is that the case? not because we're following the Constitution, but because we've gone to a different philosophical basis that is controlled by such peoples as the United Nations that want us to be the global cop at the expense of the American people and pay for it. So what's happening? We go to the gas pump and we're paying $5 a gallon for diesel fuel and $4 a gallon for, okay, everything's going to be better. They say, well, it may be, but will the next president find another enemy to go and destroy? James Adams said very perfectly well. He says, there will always be monsters overseas to destroy. There will always be monsters to destroy. Should we always, therefore, be engaged in going to another country and destroying those monsters at the expense of the American taxpayer? I don't believe so.
But because of, what do you call the people?
Hezbollah.
Yeah. And because they hate Israel and America so much, and they do a lot of damage as far as hurting Americans and Israel. And Iran is a special case. And they are so vicious and no love. Donald Trump appears to be unique in how he is dealing with this situation and trying to set it up where we won't have to be involved and it will be solved. He seemed to be cleaning up a mess that was made by other people, you're right. And it just seemed to be different than any other, quote unquote, war we have had.
Well, that is true, just looking at the top of the situation,
right.
That is, because he is a conservative and he wants freedom for the people over there and so forth. From that top view, but I'm saying we need to boil it down. We need to sink down to the basic philosophy on the bottom of this and see, should we be involved militarily in foreign countries? Should we? Should we be involved in South Africa? Should we be involved? Should we be involved in Korea right now as we are? Should we be involved in all of those nations in the African continent? Should we be involved in the Middle East militarily? We have military troops, Jesse, stationed in almost 150, maybe more than that, nations in the world, peacekeeping. What?
I understand what you're saying. I agree with that. It's just I'm just concerned about this thing in Iran. And you're right. I don't think we should be all over the world involved in everybody else's business. I agree to that. But I like the fact so far how the Great White Hope is taking care of this situation in Iran, and then he'll be coming. Everybody's going to come back home soon, and the price is going to go down, and America will be amazing. So
He's trying to get out of it. He's trying to get out of it. He sees summer coming on, and President Trump. I'm a supporter of Trump, but he sees summer coming on, and he knows that people are feeling that at the pump, the gas prices, and he's trying to get out of it, but he can't seem to get out of it now, can he?
He will, though. He will.
Well, everybody says that. We've been involved over there all of my life.
All my life. As a matter of fact, President Trump will, according to CBS News, he's going to be convening his cabinet today at the White House to discuss the Iran war and other topics. So it's coming.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah. So let me ask, because of time, Bill, and I don't like doing what if, but if you were, for sake of conversation, if you were president, what would you do about the Iran nuclear program?
Well, I would not feel that it is my responsibility to militarily or strong arm any country that is on our enemy list to strong arm them to get rid of any kind of program that they have. I would not feel that. If they attack us, then okay, that's something different. But I don't feel like that's our policy to go about seeking those who have been our enemies and therefore somehow militarily get involved with that nation and stop. Okay, for example, North Korea. Same thing there. I don't believe it is my responsibility to go over there and say, okay, Kim Jong-un has he has nuclear capabilities because he's backed by Red China. Okay, so should I go over there and do something militarily to him too? I don't believe that's our. I don't believe that is what the American people
want.
I'm
just asking about the Iran situation. We know now that they have. It appears that they have this nuclear stuff. And
Right. What
would you do about that if you knew for sure that they did have this ability to build nuclear bombs? And they hate us anyway. We all know that. And they have affected some of our people. What would you do about just with Iran only?
I would not go to war. I would not go to war with them.
Would you go over there, blow them up, and take your stuff?
No, I wouldn't. No.
You wouldn't take your stuff away from them?
Why?
So they won't build a nuclear weapon, come after us or Israel or anyone?
You know, let's just put it down in simple terms. My next-door neighbor might be going to, he might be collecting many weapons in his house.
Right.
I said, I don't like that because so is it my responsibility? Is it my obligation? For the sake of the neighborhood to go over there and invade his house and take away his materials? What would you say?
I would say no to that. But
I would say the same thing.
So are you saying you would let Iran build the nuclear war and do what they got and then protect us?
Yes. The same thing. Hasn't China done the same thing? Why would that scare you more than Red China?
Because Red China is bigger and badder.
So you're more scared of Iran, smaller and tiny and pipsqueak, and you're more afraid of them than you are Red China. Right? Why would you not be afraid of Red China?
They're too tough.
Okay. So yeah, that's right. Okay. So the big boy on the block, we're going to leave him alone. But the little guy next door who's collecting, I'm going to go into his house. I'm going to take his stuff.
I would beat him up and take his stuff. So let me ask, would you help Israel defend itself against its enemies?
No.
You would not?
No.
And why not?
Number one, it's unconstitutional. We have not a line in the Constitution that gives us the right, our government, the right to take $1 from Jesse Lee Peterson or Bill Lockwood and give it to a foreign country, period.
Oh, I see. So but Israel is not our ally?
They are our ally.
So would an ally be a friend?
Yes, they are our friends.
And would you have a friend in time of need?
It just depends upon what kind of help they want. What kind of help do they want?
Right. So would you help them in time of need?
What kind of help do they want?
Let's say they wanted to fight their enemy, but the enemy they needed help to fight the enemy.
I would not.
What kind of friend are you?
Well, I want to stay.
Choice in how you going to help the friend? What? No.
I'm going to stay in the. Okay, I'm going to stay in the boundaries of the Constitution, which tells us that we have not the right to go do any of those things monetarily, militarily. We don't have the right to do that.
Bill, go ahead.
I was going to say, let's say this. Let's say that another Jimmy Carter or Barack Obama get back in the White House. And they say, well, no, our friends are Red China. And our friends, the communist nation of China, they're trying to take Tibet. And Tibet has been their enemy, and Tibet's fighting against them. So we need to help them fight against Tibet. All right? So should we help a friend in time of need? Should we help Red China in time of need? They need our help to take Tibet.
Well, I don't know. I would have to wait for that situation to happen. But Israel has been our friend since I've been born, at least. We've known of Israel being our ally and our friend. And at one time it was being said in that whole area, Israel was the only friend we had in that area. Israel was the only friend we had.
Right. England's, the UK is our friend too.
Who?
Does that, England. England, the UK, they're our friends also.
Right.
So what do we do? Go over militarily and help them do whatever they need to do?
Are they white?
Yeah. I guess they are.
Yeah, we got to help them. They white, absolutely.
You know what? I don't have necessarily all the answers diplomatically, militarily to all the problems in the world. And I'm not saying that I'm an expert on those diplomacies that go on, but I am awful concerned that we don't even pay a bit of attention to the Constitution or the responsibilities at home. And we go around all the world doing peacekeeping operations under the aegis of the United Nations. By the way, Israel was created by the United Nations. So the United Nations created Israel. And so all of those things, I'm concerned that we are somehow, we just forget the Constitution. We forget the things at home. Not to say we have socialism at home, but we should be taking care of ourselves and not going around the world trying to fight monsters.
Right. I two quick things, Bill. Then you and I have to be quiet, and we got to take some calls.
Okay, that'd be
otherwise
great.
You'd be here the whole 3 hours.
Okay, well that'd be okay too.
two quick things. I noticed that people complain about Jews donating money to Republicans, to Donald Trump and others. And so they turned on Donald Trump because they said Jews donated money to you. But I don't hear these same people complaining that Jews like George Soros and others donate money to the Democrat Party all the time for open borders, for the drag queen thing, the homosexuals, and putting babies, changing baby parts and all kinds of things. But I never hear those same people complain about the Jews supporting the Democrats. They only do it when they support the Republicans. Why is that?
Well, I you know what? Right now, because of Muslim influence in America and the Muslim control of so many things in politics any longer, the Jews are the favorite people to hate. And so, therefore, they do not want Jews to support Donald Trump. So even though Islam has written into the Quran, has written into it the very concept of destroying your enemies, it's not love of your neighbor, it's destroying your enemies, and power by the sword, and that's what's going on over in the Mideast, even though that be the case, the Muslims now are, that's why one reason they're solidly in the Democratic camp. So why is it that I should not say, okay, why Muslims are supporting the Democrats? We need to therefore criticize the Democrats for that.
What do you think about the fact that a lot of people loved Donald Trump in the beginning? They voted for him. They loved him.
Right, right.
And they call him friend. They call him amazing. They call him everything. And as soon as he disagreed with them or he did something a little different than what they believe, how he should do it or what he should do, they turn on him. What do you think about friends who turn on each other just because of whatever he may disagree or do something a little different than what they think he should do? What do you think about friends who turn on each other in that way?
Well, I think that's a complicated question in the sense that it just depends. There are several portions to the answer. No, let me maybe back up and say this. Number one, I do believe that conservatives are much more principled than those on the left. Conservatives have certain principles that they want to follow. That's what I've tried to enunciate on this program, that there are certain principles, constitutionally speaking, that we need to stand for. So I think conservatives do disagree with one another perhaps more quickly than the Democrats, who are going to lockstep with one another in spite of disagreements, because they don't have any principles on the left.
But they turn on each other, conservative Christians and non-Christian, like they turn on each other as quickly as Democrats treat others.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because we have principles that we follow, and when people violate the principles, then I'm going to question that. And so that's number one. Number two, it just depends upon what issue you're talking about. I might disagree with Donald Trump, for example, on building the ballroom at the White House. I don't disagree with him on that.
Right.
But let's say I disagree with him on building the ballroom. That to me is not a big issue.
But
that's
you
like
turn on him, would you? You just disagree, no, but still be friends.
No, I would not. Yeah. But when we come to foreign policy, I think this is a basic foundational concept that has been in the neocon camp.
Bill, hold on a minute. I'll be right back.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. We're going to get to your super chats and calls right now, and I appreciate your patience. I know there's calls here to ask me about other things in life, but I want to get the calls in for Bill. But first, we have a brand new episode of The Fallen State coming up tomorrow, Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I had a very interesting discussion with Dr. Chi Ann, and he's an evangelical pastor, founder of Harvest Rock Church in Pasadena, California, and is currently running for governor of California. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So you're running for governor of California.
Yes. The Democratic Party has taken God out. Here I'm a pastor in California, and when I decided to support Trump, people walked out on my sermon. And they're all women.
Of course.
They're all going for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
I ended up suing Governor Newsom for locking down the church. He had abortion clinics open, marijuana dispensaries, and liquor stores. This is in the United States.
United States of America.
This is not China.
Very, very interesting discussion. And you can, that's tomorrow at 11 a.m. right after the Hake Report. And you can support The Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or locals.com, JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. Don't forget to like these videos. Bill, once again, tell the folks how to support you, your website, or should I have Hake do it?
Yeah. Let's say it's at ko-fi.com/patriotic pulpit.
Yes.
Yep.
Amazing. Yep. Hake Law. Hake has a, he said he liked what's happening. What do you say, Hake?
One thing I like about this Iran war that's different from the other, all the other wars, is that it's the most unpopular war at the outset, maybe ever. And I found that that was a little bit interesting. And Trump does seem to be going about it in a different way from the Republicans and Democrats who waged war
in the past.
Yeah.
So it's the most.
You can't disagree with Hake now. Don't forget.
No. You know what? When James Hake speaks, I listen.
Amazing.
Well, I am going to say this. I think that this is one reason that Donald Trump has become unpopular in a lot of circles because of the foreign policy. I think that people believe that our... Say again.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was talking to Nick.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I think that people were believing that Donald Trump was going to pivot from the foreign policy, which is an interventionist all around the world, and pivot from that into a different stance. But I see this as another interventionist war. And so interventioning or being interventionist is what we have been about since the creation of the United Nations. So I don't know that our philosophical base has changed in that regard. And that's why I'm a little bit, that's why I'm concerned. What say you, James?
I can't dispute that. Trump is sort of a, he's both, he thinks differently, but he also thinks you end up having to work with the establishment and with what you're given.
Right.
So I don't know.
Well, that's true too. And I don't disagree with that, that you have to work with what you're given. But I do believe he's kind of fallen into an establishment mode regarding foreign policy. And I think that's because the people that are basically controlling our government have been controlling it for a long time.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's my view.
Super.
All right. I have some super chats for you, Bill Lockwood.
Okay. All right. Super chat.
Super.
On Rumble, a Rumble rant from Nick LaBoy. We are so busy with our eyes overseas, worrying about other countries' borders, that our politicians and Americans are overlooking the Islam threat that's growing in numbers in America. And he follows up with another super chat saying, I think all schools have been radicalized by America-hating Islam sympathizers that has infected 30 years of generations of children. America is done. What do you think, Bill and Jesse?
I am going to say I agree 100%. Not only that, but I'm going to add to it. I'm going to say that we're not simply ignoring our own borders, but this is very purposeful. What happens in politics, and one of my favorite quotes from Franklin Roosevelt, who is not my favorite president, as you know, but he says, in politics, nothing happens by accident. This was the design of the United Nations from its inception, and that is to create a world government and have it in the incipient form and then build on it later to erase borders. And our liberal intelligentsia in America, the Democratic Party and so forth, have followed that lockstep. So we've erased our own borders. And now it is our blood and treasure that goes and finds monsters to destroy overseas. That's the entire goal of the United Nations.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Super Chatter.
There's a Super Chat for, oh, by the way, a Super Chat from Everblazer on YouTube. I love how Bill and Jesse disagree about things, but laugh about it and still be friends.
Amazing. Forever.
That's right. That's Indeed. Right. Well, you know what? And there's no reason for people to become inimical to one another when we disagree with something. There's no reason for that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy for Jesse to be wrong all the time.
That's right. and even though I know you're jealous about my face being on a 0.999 silver.
I am. I thought, I need to get me a face on a coin.
And it's a real deal. You can invest in silver and everything. Amazing.
But I'll tell you another thing, too. I'm just going to say this on a personal level. I think we take ourselves too seriously sometimes, and that would include myself. I possibly can be wrong. I am wrong. And sometimes I've changed my views on things if I learn more. So, you know, I don't want to cut off the fact that I may be mistaken on this, and I may be mistaken on things, and I don't have all the inside information on things. And Marco Rubio might get on here and say, you don't know what you're talking about on anything. So that may be. I don't know.
Right on. Thank you. Thank you, Super.
Mike Young says, hey, Bill, how do you feel about Ken Paxton winning the Senate primary against John Cornyn? And also, Al Caveman Green is gone.
Well, number one, Caveman Green, I'm glad he's gone. I thought, how in the world would anybody put him in Congress? I don't understand. That's number one. Number two, I like Ken Paxton. I voted for Ken Paxton. I have been disenchanted with John Cornyn through the years because he is, in my view, what I call a neocon, neoconservative. And that is, neocon are those who have accepted basically the welfare state to a limited degree and have gone along with it in the Republican Party. They're neocons. And Ken Paxton is not one of those. And he's a favorite man to be hated by the left. And I think that's when I see there's so much hate coming from the left to Ken Paxton, from people such as James Tallarico, I know that he's really doing a good job here. So I really appreciate Ken Paxton, and he has done a good job. I think when Obama was president, Ken Paxton was suing him constantly, consistently, because of all the unconstitutional overreaches that Obama had practiced.
Nice. Amazing. It's being reported that Donald Trump got behind 9 people who were running for different Congress and Senate. All 9 people has won so far.
Good. Well, I appreciate Donald Trump.
Yeah, all the 9. Did you know that?
That's pretty good.
All 9.
That's a good track record, isn't it?
That's an amazing record.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Eric bought 5 coffees. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. For Bill Lockwood, a question regarding teen takeovers. What's your take on Jeanine Pirro saying, I believe she's an attorney or something.
Right.
She's going to prosecute parents for their children's delinquency?
Well, that is a good question. I do believe that if a parent is responsible for their children's behavior, that is the minor children. And I do believe that they should be responsible for it. So the same thing, I came out of the public school system myself as well. And I believe that if you hold parents responsible, then that would assist the problem. But I am going to hasten to add that that is not going to solve the problem.
Right.
Because the problem goes much deeper than simply holding a parent responsible who might himself or herself, usually herself, be a crackhead sitting over here doing something else or just sitting in their home. And, you know, you can hold them responsible, but that is not going to solve the entire problem. The entire problem, as I see it, is the welfare system itself that distributes finances to single-parent households and encourages them to stay that way, and they don't have a father in the home to control their behavior.
I agree.
Because mothers don't do it. Just mommies don't do it.
That's for sure. What a mess.
One more.
Okay.
C-Bill says, Bill, the war in Iran is also spiritual. Bill, where is your discernment? Praying thanks hands emoji.
Yeah, you know, there is a lot of spiritual aspects to it in the sense that it is Islam. But it's interesting that he would mention that because we don't ever talk that way. We don't even, in our political circles, we don't even talk that this is a war against Islam. If we did, I'm telling you now that our government would not be involved in it. But I don't disagree that there is an element to that regarding Islam. But nevertheless, we certainly don't characterize the war that way in our political circles because they are just not going to, people would not stand for that in America. I think we would have an uprising in America. Michigan would be at war with the rest of the country.
And Everblazer says, Bill, do you believe Thomas Massie is a traitor because Trump said so?
No, I do not. I like Thomas Massie. I'm going to say that right out loud. I think Thomas Massie was a constitutionalist. I think he is a constitutionalist and wanted to follow the Constitution. I think he had a conscience about doing what he thought was right in spite of what Donald Trump said. I don't think he was a traitor, and I appreciated Thomas Massie.
One thing I didn't like about Thomas Massie was he read about a bunch of names that, according to some, regarding the Epstein thing, that they turned out to be innocent people. That he read them off as though they were guilty.
Oh, well, that would be wrong, too, and I would not agree with that, him doing that.
Yeah.
Amazing. Right. Thank you, Super. Let me go to some of the phone calls here. John been waiting for a long time to talk to Bill. John, out of Houston, Texas, you are on the air with Bill Lockwood.
Hey, John. I'm John. Hey, nice to meet you. Thank you, Mr. Lockwood and Mr. Lee, for the opportunity to think and grow practically in a logically spiritual way. Thank you so much.
Right on. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Mike, okay, so let me get right into it. Is a Christian a man or a boy? And why?
Is a Christian a man or a boy, and why?
Yes.
Now I don't quite understand that.
Yeah,
I don't understand the question, John. Well, can
he be both, or is he supposed to be, should he be, you know, is can he be, because you don't have a relationship, you focus on a relationship with God, it's a father and son relationship.
Correct.
And, but it's also a spiritual relationship. So is he a man, or can he be a boy?
Well, maybe I could reframe it this way, and if I'm incorrect in this, then don't hesitate to stop me. A male can be a Christian, can be a man and a Christian man at the same time. He can be a child of God.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that makes him a boy, because I think that has connotations of being immature. But a person can be a child of God at the same time, can be a father. So you can be a child in one arena, and you can be a father in another arena, just the same as you can be different things in different roles in different places. Does that make sense?
Right. I may be wrong.
Yeah, John, when you say that you're a son of God, you're thinking physically. It doesn't mean you're a little boy running around. It's just your daddy is God, but you're an adult. But in God's eye, you're his son still. You're just an adult son.
Okay.
And when it says become as little kid,
do you have to be an adult? Sorry.
When it says become as little kid, it just simply means in the way little children trust their earthly father, adult men trust God.
Yeah, I should prepare more for this question, and I may call back with this question again.
All right.
So I have another one.
Make it really fast because of time, John.
Should we be prepared for a Christian life? Or should we be laissez-faire and just let do?
No, I think we should be prepared. This is a spiritual warfare, and we need to be engaged. And I want to say this too, John, that we need to be engaged at every level, because a worldview is that which controls Christianity and Christians, and that involves a political engagement in order that we might be able to save not only the freedoms that we have that God gave us, but also to protect those, but also protect those that are coming after us.
Right on.
I'm a laissez-faire, I let do, and I find it hard to be prepared for things. So I was just asking those questions because that's important.
And it is important.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it is important, John. Thank you for that, though.
Thank you, John.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right.
Maybe next time. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Okay. All right.
888-77, Jesse, let me go to Dayton, Ohio, and talk to Maze. Maze,
I was going to say Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
Oh, heathens. And
Maze, you are on with Bill Lockwood.
Yeah, Lockwood, I have two questions for you. What is the role of a Christian, right?
What is the role of a Christian?
Right, because it's all kind of Christian.
Hold on, Maze. Let's get one question. She want to know, what is the role of a Christian, right?
The Christian, right.
I don't know what that means.
What do you mean a Christian right?
Keep talking about the Christian right. So what is their role? What are they supposed to be doing? Are they supposed to be walking around talking about the Muslims' hate or the minority hate or the hate of the gays?
I see.
What is the job of the Christian right?
Okay, I see what you're saying. Should we be informed on the devil's schemes? Yes, we should be informed on the devil's schemes. And the Apostle Paul told us, yes, you better be informed on what the devil is doing, because he's your enemy, and so you need to be informed on that. And so it is so sad that we go into the battle unprepared because we don't even know what the devil's schemes are. So Ephesians 6, verses 10 and following, we need to be strong in the Lord on those things and be informed on what the devil is doing against us, Maze.
Well, what were they doing? What was Pharaoh doing to the people when Moses went down and told him to let the people go? That's what we're looking at when we listen to, you know, religion and Christian is two different things. The Christian rights want to tell people what they need to do and who need to stop doing this, and then they come to the CWP-ness of everything, which God did not put this earth here for just only CWPs. He put it here for everybody. And then when
what
it comes
CWPs?
To war,
What's the CWP? What's CWP?
Caucasian white people.
Oh. The CWP.
I didn't even know what that was, Bill.
Whoa. I'm going to write that down, Maze. CWP. So I'll be ready next time. So in other words, we're trying to tell people what we believe is right, but you're not doing that now. Is that what I'm to understand? Aren't you doing that now?
Maze.
Hello, Maze.
Maze.
What happened? Well, my last question didn't
ask. Did you hear what Bill said at your question? Did you hear Bill's question to you, Maze?
All his questions that he went through today is not
Maze,
he's supposed to.
Maze, did you hear what Bill asked you right now?
I heard what he asked me.
What did he ask him right now?
He asked me what did I believe?
No,
that's not what he asked. Hold on.
Ask it again.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Okay,
Bill.
So let's just set the table here. You're criticizing me for saying, here's what we believe the Bible teaches and what we believe people ought to do. And you're coming on the program saying, where do you get off telling people what to do? And you're telling us at the same time what you think we ought to do and what we ought to be.
No, I'm telling you that's not godly. That's what I'm telling you. If you pretend you believe in God, that's what I'm saying.
So
you're not following his law, since you want to talk about the Constitution. So the Constitution, what's stronger, God's law or the Constitution?
Well, it takes two to argue. So
I know it's hard to hear now. But my last question to you, as you want to talk about people being bombed and going and messing with other people, why did America bomb its own people?
What now?
In America.
You want to know why did America bomb its own people in America?
Because I don't feel the Muslims.
Hold on. Bombing our own people in America?
She asked, why did America bomb its own people in America?
Where's that occurring?
Where it had occurred, not where is it occurring.
Where did it occur, Mace?
The black massacres.
Huh?
You heard me. The black massacres.
What?
All over this country. Why did that happen?
Why?
Are you
why
quiet
did,
now?
I don't know. I don't even understand what you're asking.
I'm asking you about the black massacres that was bombed, where they bombed people out of their homes.
Hold on, man. Let hate respond because of time.
She's trying to talk about the Tulsa race riots.
Oh. I'm not talking about
Rosewood and stuff.
No,
like
I'm not. I talk about Tulsa.
Drop that, Mace.
Talking about Tulsa, James.
My.
And you trying to help out too. Both of them being old. I want to know, why did America bomb its own people?
Don't
not
call us
Tulsa.
Old.
You? No. What'd you say?
No. Number one.
Don't call you old. What else am I supposed to call you?
Hold on, Mace. Right. Hold on.
Number one. That was not America doing it.
Right.
You know what? Because people violated rights of other people and created and acted criminally does not mean there are a lot of black people that are acting criminally towards white people today. Would I say, therefore, America,
I would say you're
America
would say.
Is bombing white people?
America's just like it. You want us to believe the Muslims are coming against you, but then you want to say the brown.
I got to run because
nobody
you're not listening anyway. And I want to get one more call in for Bill. Thank you, Mace.
Have a good one, Bob. Well, you got some work to do with your soul.
All
and
right.
Have a good one. James can't help you.
Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you're on with Bill Lockwood.
Hey, yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I just feel like a caller. Going back to Israel, though, don't you think Donald Trump is 100% a puppet of Israel and Bibi Netanyahu, and he's 100% for the Israeli 2030 project?
Jay, what is he asking?
He's saying that, don't you think that Trump is 100% a puppet for Israel and Bibi Netanyahu?
It should be, do you think?
Oh, I don't know that he's a puppet, but I do believe that he is wrong-headed on this. Whether he has actually been controlled by Bibi Netanyahu, I'm not certain. But I do believe that he has bought into the foreign policy that has been followed by many, many presidents before him that tells us that we've got to be involved in defending Israel at no matter what the cost and going to war in the Middle East. And I do not agree with that.
Jay, what is your website?
Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com/patriotic pulpit.
One more time.
Ko-fi.com/patriotic pulpit.
Thank you, Bill. That was amazing.
That was great, Jesse. Thank you so much for it.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Back in a moment, folks.
And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better.
because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
All kinds of mess going on in this here old world. The dust is settling in Texas, according to AP, far left Associated Press News, following the latest primary battle. As you heard, John Cornyn is out. He got primaried. Trump primarying his enemies in the Republican Party. Also in the news, Israel and Hezbollah, they're clashing near a strategic river in Lebanon. And an AP investigation finds that ICE detainees are, quote, dying by suicide. That's the new vernacular for committing suicide at an, quote unquote, alarming rate. And Eid Mubarak. Is that a Muslim thing? What's Eid Mubarak? It's an Arabic phrase that means blessed or blessed feast or festival. Okay. And why are they saying that? They're saying there's Muslims around the world are celebrating Eid al-Adha. Pardon my butchering of the thing. I did not look it up in advance. Typical, very typical of me. Feast of the Sacrifice, the second of two main festivals in Islam. Nice, huh? Not. Shout out to the Muslims and to far left Kiss Ups AP. Ken Paxton dominated Cornyn in the Texas U.S. Senate runoff, the latest sign of Trump's hold on the GOP. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton won the Republican nomination, as you heard last hour, for the U.S. Senate Tuesday, easily defeating four-term Senator John Cornyn, a very establishment guy. Ken Paxton was endorsed by our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, this last week, who described him as a true MAGA, Make America Great Again, warrior. Ken Paxton's victory in Tuesday's runoff makes Cornyn the first Republican senator from Texas to lose the party's nomination for re-election. Historic. Real history. Not this, oh, first black this, first woman that. Not that stuff. This is real stuff. It followed primaries this month where Trump successfully sought to oust an incumbent he saw as insufficiently loyal, also known as disloyal, a sign of the president's enduring influence among primary voters. The voters agree with him and have agreed with him even before he came around, probably. Candidates that Trump endorsed in other states are expected to win easily against Democrat opponents. However, the president's decision to boost Ken Paxton, who won with just a sliver of the Republican base who shrugged off his past so-called scandals, may be a bigger gamble in the general election. Democrats are hopeful their nominee, State Representative James Tallarico, he's that corny guy who said God is transgender or something like that. He's like younger looking than me. I don't know if he's as young as me or younger. And he's just he's white on the outside, but evil, a deceiver, a fake Christian, faker than Ken Paxton or anybody. If Ken Paxton is at all fake, I don't know. He has a rare opportunity to win a statewide race in Texas, according to AP News, wishing to help their party retake control of the Senate. Near San Antonio, Johnny Garcia won the Democrat primary for Texas's 35th district against Maureen Galindo, a candidate who's expressed so-called anti-Semitic, all one word, no hyphen to make it seem real, views. That's in the Democrat primary, okay? Texas lawmakers redrew a district to help Republicans. Democrats view it as within reach and didn't want Galindo's past comments to impede them. So hope that Johnny Garcia loses in the general election against whatever Republican is there, right? That's what I do anyway. Info may be false and no endorsement implied. I don't represent Bond or JLP or even myself. Catch, by the way, speaking of that, catch The Hake Report and then American Anchor Baby. And then today, Punchy TV with Bill. And you can call into Bill. Have a great conversation with Bill, the engineer. Not to be confused with Bill Lockwood of Patriotic Pulpit. This is Bill, the engineer of Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, TV. ICE detainees committing suicide at an alarming rate per AP. At least 10, all men, detainees have committed suicide since Trump took office in January of 2025. What a mess, huh? I'm James Hake. Now back to the JLP show. Manhood Hour.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, has the Christ resurrected in you? Has the Christ resurrected in you? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show by going to jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to run around, you can podcast the show and still listen on your phone by calling 88. I forgot the number. Hold on a minute, folks. Oh, 605, thank you, Nick. 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And you can get involved now by calling 888-77-5-3-773. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Jesse Lee Peterson. No, I'm being distracted here. What the? Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP. Cash App. It is Wednesday. It's the third hour on Wednesday. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man, God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman. It is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Please, parents, return to the stands. Graduates, please take your seats. We have not completed the ceremony at this time. Please.
The seniors at Thornwood High in South Suburban South Holland could not keep their attention on the stage after a brawl broke out while their names were getting called.
All that anger and...
Now three generations of women in the home all charged with the abuse that caused little Jordan's death.
And I got this rage inside me.
Hey, we're having a great conversation. It's really rude to interrupt.
Inside you, much anger, much fear.
This car just ran through a whole crowd of Chicago police officers.
And I realize that I have a lot of anger built up inside me.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. What a mess! The anger is the problem, folks, and it's inside of every human being. But it doesn't have to be. You can let it go, or you can stay with it and destroy yourself. It has nothing to do with the outside. It's happening inside of you. And you don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be, but okay. I want to go back to some of the calls here that's been waiting. I kept Bill over for 2 hours today, and they wanted to deal with other issues. Let me go first back to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you were talking to Bill. Did you have something else to say? He's gone now.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to say the Israeli 2030 project, Bibi Netanyahu right now is against ending the war with Iran and ending the Strait of Hormuz blockade. He wants to now go into Lebanon, take over Lebanon, and then go into Turkey. So if you really understand what the Jews are trying to do, they're trying to do take over the whole Middle East. And we're supposed to be the ones fighting the war for them. Our soldiers, not the Jewish soldiers, they're not going to put any of their army in the direct line of fire. They're going to use our U.S. troops. I'm 100% against Bibi Milikowski Netanyahu. 100% against it.
Is it true that Europe said the same thing about Putin, the Dream Team? Did Europe say that about Putin?
No.
Yes, they did.
I stand with Russia, and I'm 100%.
Your phone messed it up.
I stand with Russia.
Is it on our end or his?
Can you hear me?
No, I can't. But I didn't hear you because your phone was like cloudy. Europe claimed that Putin wanted to take over Europe. Were they right about that?
No, that's a complete falsehood.
But that's the same thing you said about Israel right now.
No, Israel, what they're doing is they're taking over the Middle East.
Why are you saying Europe was wrong when they're saying that Putin wanted to take over Europe? Why are you saying that they were wrong?
It's a big lie, just like what they're doing in Israel today.
What's a big lie?
The big lie is Russia is the one that has been attacked. NATO's trying to overrun Russia. It's been going on since 2014 with the Maidan massacre, which started the Ukraine war.
So you're okay with Putin taking over Europe?
He's not taking over Europe. He's defending his country.
Oh, so you're okay with him doing that?
Correct. 100%. That's what true strong man should be doing. 100%.
But Israel should not protect itself.
No, I just want Israel to go away from its territory that it is now and do away with these evil people that are destroying the world.
Thank you, Brady. I appreciate it.
Right on.
Okay. Let me go to, is it Tori? Tori out of California. Tori, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Tori.
I just wanted to make sure we're still friends.
Why you keep asking me stuff like that? That doesn't sound mature. Why you keep asking me that?
Well, I haven't talked to you in a while.
Oh, but you don't need to, you don't need to ask me that. Once we were friends, we were always so. Don't keep asking me that anymore.
Well, you sound mad now. I just called to tell you I've been doing the silent prayer.
Righto. Well, you stay with that, but you don't need to ask about the friendship anymore. That's all is well with that. But you stay with the silent prayer. Do you like it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay with it, all right?
We're friends, right?
Okay. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. I want to, before we get to some super chats here, I just want to show you how crazy my country is. And that it's going to get worse, though. My country's gone. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. And there is a major, major attack on white people in America. It's a genocide. And that's going to get worse, too. Remember, for 36 years, I've been warning y'all to speak up. Don't be angry, but speak up. You haven't done it. And it's going to get worse. But it's all about anger and no love. We need love back in America. Love God and then love your neighbor, love your enemy. And if you don't love all, you love none. And I want to show you what a lack of love would do to you. What I'm about to show you is due to no love in the homes from the mother or the father. Because most of the time, the father's not even around anymore, especially in the black home. But this is not due to racism, but it's 100% due to the lack of love and total hate. And it's going to get worse. This is from Grok. This video shows a Madison Prep 2026 graduation in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This is evil, and this is what hatred looked like, and an example of it. Not the only one, of course. And it's only going to get worse. Weiss is from X. Oh, I thought it had volume. This is having the volume. But there's they have a so-called graduation class, and the blacks are carried on. This is black essence. This is so sad. It's so sad you can't even criticize it. It's so sad. That's not racism, folks. That's no love. That's hate. Pure hatred. And everywhere the blacks go now, not all, but most, this is what you get, fighting and just completely acting out. They've been allowed to be this way, do this stuff for 70-something years now, give or take, ever since the so-called civil rights movement happened, Martin Luther King, all those messy people, blaming white people for craziness. The blacks have gone out of control now. The mobs show up and they go crazy. There's no love. What you're seeing in that is the spirit of the mother. That's what's happening at home. You want to know what the parents are like, look at the children. They are spinning images. No matter who the parent is, what race, they are the image of the parents. And it's going to get worse. Did you hear about this Arizona mother been accused of killing two young kids herself due to a separation, they say, marital separation? Fox 10 from Phoenix. A Phoenix mother shot and killed her two children, young children too, before turning the gun on herself, according to Fox 10 Phoenix. Here is the a child safety advocate, so-called child safety advocate in Arizona. Watch it from Fox 10 Phoenix.
It's a tragedy community members are still wrapping their heads around.
Everybody else right now with this case is kind of reeling because our brains can't conceptualize that a parent of any kind, a mother or father, can possibly kill their own children.
Phoenix police say 38-year-old Andrea Davis shot and killed her 18-month-old daughter and 10-year-old son before killing herself at their home. Before that, Glendale police say she shot and wounded a woman who was with her husband Nolan in a parking lot, texting him that she planned to hurt their children.
My cousin, I mean, I can't even fathom what he's going through right now.
Family tells us the couple was heading toward a separation.
Divorce papers were in the works, but it wasn't, that's as far as I know.
Amazing, huh? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. It's a spiritual battle, folks. I suggest do what you want. But I suggest overcome the demons inside of your mind. And you will get understanding after that. Understanding will come. And you won't be surprised about anything that human beings would do. Nothing will surprise you ever again. Because you will understand, just as you are possessed by demons in your mind and emotions, this is going on through other people. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. It's not them. And you're not in control. You can't control demons. They control you. And you've been lied to if you think and believe that you can. You can't. They made you think, act, and feel it, and you act it out. Some people know they've been doing this redistricting thing because the Democrats are now upset because the Republicans have a better chance of controlling everything. Democrats are ticked because they want to be in power. Not that they love you, not that they love the country, not that they're doing it because it's the right thing or the best thing. They're doing it because they want perceived power and money. Just imagine about this person been accused of killing. Her own children. Due to a breakup, they say. That's not love. Love is not a feeling. Love is not an emotion. The emotional love, the feeling love, when you say, oh, I love you, you love me. The feeling love is evil. That's why it snaps at any moment. The moment you don't love back, or the moment you disagree, it snaps because it's not the real deal. Down in Alabama, New York Times is reporting, a panel of federal judges on Tuesday rejected Alabama efforts to use a new voting map for the November midterm election. Watch this CBS News.
Did you want, look at the chat. Pardon. I'll run the CBS.
What did I skip?
There was
another part to the Phoenix story. Oh yeah, my bad. There was another part to this female who's been accused of killing this man's children. I guess they were hers for sure. And This is from Fox 10. Here's another soundbite of that.
It's a pain that hope. It's a pain that hope.
What the?
Children were murdered by their father. Surprise, Arizona.
Her two children were shot and killed by their father in 2024 following a custody dispute.
He took their lives before taking his own. My son Alec was 7 and my daughter Lydia was 6.
The act of killing one's own children, filicide, is a term she wants everyone to know.
And from 2008 to 2024, there have been 989 filicide cases within the state of Arizona.
Hooten is now channeling her grief into change. The Alec and Lydia Act is now moving through the state legislature to protect children in custody disputes. Hooten shares this message with the Davis family.
My heart is with you because I know exactly what you're going through.
Oh, my heart is with you. My heart is with you. And she'd have made up something called filicide. What does that mean?
Like homicide is the killing of a person.
What would happen, females, ladies, if you never try to take the man's children away from him by going to a court? What would happen if you all decide you don't want to be together anymore, but don't interfere with the children's lives at all from seeing both parents? Don't try to take the man money. Don't go to court. And just let the children be with both parents. What do you think would happen? That's what real love is. When you go to court to keep the man's children, I'm not justifying the killing. I'm just saying it's because of evil. But when you go to court to take the man's children, you're evil, pure evil. And you're wrong. That's not a reason for the man. I tell the men, don't do it. Don't cut the baby in half. But that's evil. And it's going to get worse. Because the battle is a spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. Right versus wrong. Because when, not to justify, but when father children are taken away from them, and that woman is saying that that's what happened to her. I guess the father killed the children because of a court case situation or something, according to the story. But men emotionally hurt when their children are taken away from them. Because, of course, they're made their children their God, too. And they, when their God is gone, they miss it. That's why you should only have one God. Only love God with all your heart, soul, and might. And your neighbor is yourself. Don't make anything else your God. And these things would not happen. But I want to show you, because of time, and then I'll take your calls, 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. I want to show you this redistricting thing that's happening down in Alabama. New York Times reported that a panel of federal judges on Tuesday rejected Alabama's effort to use the new voting map for the November midterm election. Watch this from CBS News.
Let's get to some breaking news, because a federal court has just blocked Alabama's congressional map. The court is describing the map as tainted by intentional race-based discrimination.
Mugo, this is a case that has now circled to the Supreme Court and back multiple times. And the issue currently is over a 2023 map that Republicans in Alabama now want to use for the midterms. It was previously found unconstitutional, Mugo, but it's now being reassessed in light of the Supreme Court's recent decision in Louisiana versus Calais, which narrowed the interpretation of the Voting Rights Act. So today, a panel of 3 federal judges decided to block the use of this 2023 map. They say that even in light of Louisiana versus Calais, that they still believe this map intentionally discriminates against black voters and that it's in violation of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, Mugo. They say that it would also cause irreparable harm to black voters in Alabama, that it would dilute their vote. What they wrote was, ultimately, we cannot see our way clear to requiring Alabamians to cast their votes in the 2026 elections under a districting plan tainted by intentional race-based discrimination.
Amazing. Not true, but you see how silly these blacks out there protesting? They don't even know what they're doing. These black representatives only want to stay in power. And they know that they're not qualified, so they have to have black people voting for them simply because they're black, not because they're qualified. So now they're scared, afraid that they will never get back in power again. That's what this is all about. That's not love. Blacks can still vote. It had nothing to do with the black, not blacks being able to vote or not. And it's going to get worse. What a mess. This is hell on earth. Earth is not heaven, and mankind is not God. And it's going to get worse. Super chat. Super. Amazing.
Super chat.
What now?
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Robert, 10 coffees. Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, and later Johnny Cash were country.
Hi, my name is Johnny Cash.
We're country outlaws. Because they were not accepted by the corporate country music industry in Nashville. They moved to Texas and had big success after Nashville kept rejecting them, per Robert. Nashville was and is boring and didn't like Willie's brilliance or Waylon using a phaser on guitar and more. Also, the boys would bring Da Ruckus to Nashville. So there was that. I could go on and on, but I rest my case.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. My name is Johnny Cash. Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin S. with a tithe. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin S. I appreciate it.
David B. on Cash App. Thank you for all the help, brother. Keep serving up.
I will, and thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
How did you know, asks Biggie Bollocks, that Destiny and Melina would divorce?
How did you know if you really love me? I say a prayer for every monkey. I don't remember. But I do remember saying that somewhere. People are reminding me.
Right.
But I don't remember how I knew at the time. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
David B. Kent Hope something or other. Appreciate it. David B.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
And Nico, my son, asks, if Jesus isn't God, why did he say, I am the Alpha and the Omega?
Because in him there is no end and there is no beginning. And in all honesty, and if you stay with it, you'll find out, in you there is no end and there is no beginning. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Nico. Jimmy, 5 coffees. If you visit Rwanda while President Kagame is alive, pardon me if I'm butchering his name, you will understand Africa when it rejects the West. Rwanda is beautiful, clean, zero corruption, and it arose after a real genocide, which was a Western import. In 1991, Africa was plagued by Europe. King Leopold of Belgium killed 10 million Congolese, 1885 to 1908, worse than the Holocaust, says Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy. So there are no white people in that part of Africa or something?
Well, I don't know. I think that Rwanda is beautiful now. And it's better when it and Africa is better when it rejects the West.
What's the West? The black people?
Well, I think the the West is like the communism, the social justice mess, the gay agenda, stuff like that.
So is it controlled by a black person?
It might be. It looks like it. But I'm not familiar. This is Jimmy telling me.
Oh, thank you,
Jimmy. You're asking me stuff that I don't know.
Stretch off on pules.net. Back in a moment.
We'll read the rest later.
I wish I would have found you earlier on in my life. Your recommendation to go and forgive your mother for resenting her, it's the hardest thing that I've ever done, but it was the easiest thing to help me overcome where I've been. My clarity changed overnight. Like, I began to see things different. Sure, you saved my spiritual life, because now I do have a peace. And it's a really weird feeling, because there is no feeling.
Right.
But that's
amazing.
How you gotta know that you're in the right place.
Like you said, she couldn't help it. And when you start to look at her mom, or you look at her dad, or you look at that situation, you can see that life just being repeated inside of you.
Yeah.
And when you decide you want to be the person to step up and make a stand against it, it is going to feel weird, because it goes against what you're used to. But as soon as you do it, you look back and wish you did it sooner.
There are men and women waking up. I'm telling you, they want to wake up. If you want to come out of your sleep, you can. But if you don't want it, the spirit of truth will just leave you there. It's up to you.
Sometimes life can be tough, and you feel like you just had enough. When you're thinking everything has gone wrong, just remember that I'm here to cheer you on.
Amazing. Who was that?
Oh, you want his name? John Runefelt.
Say, John.
I thought it would be. I thought we'd come back in on the Motown, since we changed black people now that we're in the third hour.
That brought it home. What the announcements at the top of the hour? The American Anchor Babe. No, I'm sorry. The Hake Report at the top of this hour. The Hake Report. .com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And after the American Anchor Baby at 2 p.m. today, Wednesday, every Wednesday at 2 p.m., Punchy.tv. With Bill. Don't mess with Bill. With Bill. At 2 p.m. today. And don't forget to like these videos. And a brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow at 11 a.m. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. A fun, interesting conversation with Dr. Cheon. He's an evangelical pastor, founder, and then he is running for governor of California. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So you're running for governor of California.
Yes. The Democratic Party
has taken God out. Here, I'm a pastor in California, and when I decided to support Trump, people walked out on my sermon. And they're all women.
Of course.
They're all going for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
I ended up suing Governor Newsom for locking down the church. He had abortion clinics open, marijuana dispensaries, and liquor stores. This is in the United States.
United States of America.
This is not China.
Amazing discussion tomorrow at 11 a.m. on Friday. Brand new episode. And you can support the Father State by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. All right? And I do appreciate it. And don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. Let's do the super, because I was on with Bill, had Bill on for 2 hours, and we never got to the super chats.
Hey, Jesse, it's Aman, I believe, from India. You've heard him call in many times.
Heard around the world.
I believe Jesus was born in July because he was perfect. In numerology, 7 number is considered perfect. Even his name, if you add it up, it totals number 7. And even you find July feels white and beautiful. What do you think? Asks Aman.
I have no idea when he was truly born. And July is White History Month, that's for sure. And July does feel white. But I don't know when Jesus was born. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, someone. I mean, sir. Bree K, 5 coffees, no message.
Thank you, Bree K. I appreciate it.
Eugene, 5 coffees. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Thank you for speaking the truth. God led me to you over 2 years ago. You saved my life. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate it. And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Alexander from Florida. Before I start the silent prayer in the morning, I give thanks to God and ask him to give me a little more light. Is it better to say it out loud or silently in my head, or does it not matter? Asks Alexander.
You can quietly say, ask God for more light. I want more light. It's no problem with that. Amazing.
Jim in Alaska sent 5 gift memberships on the YouTube channel.
Thank you, Jim. Amazing. Appreciate your support, Jim. Thank you.
See, Bill says, Bill. Sorry, there were some that were for Bill that I didn't see or that came late or something.
Oh, okay.
Probably my fault. But anyway, Bill, God created Israel. Stop your lying. Long nose emoji, like Pinocchio, whose nose grew when he lied.
Oh, that would be a lot worse.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
And Pastor Chatelier with 222 gold pills, QQ for Beal. Lockwood, that is. When Sassy Massey, he calls him, started getting popular, many went and examined the entirety of his voting record. Have you done that yet? And if so, did you know anything questionable or things that contradict a constitutional worldview? Asks Chatelet.
Amazing. Thank you.
Interesting.
Yeah. That came in late, too, huh?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Or else I saw it late.
Thank you.
Justin K., blacks only care when there's an opportunity to form a mob.
Oh, mess. Thank you.
Jamie, 3 coffees. Jesse, is it me or is it they're becoming a surge of minorities joining our government from other countries in political seating? We have Iraqis, Somalians, Hispanics, Asians, Muslims, etc., all single-generation citizens, if that, saying America is doing it wrong. We need to be like their country. I think it's a shame, he says.
Yeah. I am very, very mama mia, hola, see, so your concern about all these foreigners coming in and getting involved in our government, taking over, it is not going to turn out well. And that you depend on. And a perfect example of that already is Ilhan Omar. That female was supposed, they said she came here as a refugee, really going through a bad situation, they said. And they let her in the government. Look what she's doing. And then that Karish, that female from Khalid Mashid, whatever her name is.
Yeah. Rashida Tlaib.
Yeah. It's not, And had you, it's not good. Had you seen that debate yesterday with, well, it wasn't a debate, but a reporter from Fox News had one of the Muslims, the Allahu Akbar people on his show that's running for office there in Michigan. That guy clearly demonstrated he's not going to be for America. And apparently the Muslims are taking over Michigan, at least parts of it, and parts of Texas. That's not good for America, but do what you want. You're letting the enemy come from within. God have mercy on America. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Jamie says, with the follow-up to that, them people haven't even taken American history in school, probably.
Yeah.
Nikki 313 amazing. With a PQ.
Has the Christ resurrected in you?
I want to say yes, so I can feel good for 5 seconds, but I honestly don't know.
Right on. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Who is it?
Nikki.
Nikki, thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Nico to Bill Lockwood. Sorry, I missed it. America is an empire, and the leader of the Western world dismantle the empire, and a power vacuum will lead all different enemies, religions and cultures to step in and fill it. Before you know it, America will be on the defensive. That's sadly how the world works, says Nico.
Thank you, Nico. It's amazing.
To Bill from Bulgar Wolf, as a Bulgarian, I see that all the free-minded people of the world are waiting for the great white hope to come and free them. Trump should establish a new world order government with America as the world capital. Win-win situation for everybody.
That's amazing, but Bill is not here now. He was here for 2 hours. He's gone. Thank you.
Trump is a businessman first. He's making America the strongest nation in the world. See my strong arm?
Yeah, very strong.
Okay, he is making America the strongest. His negotiation
very
skills.
Strong, Hank.
Let's not get distracted. My apologies. His negotiation skills in business is the greatest asset that America needs right now. What an amazing work being accomplished through him.
I like the fact and appreciate the fact that for the first time in a long time that America is becoming the strongest country in the world, and that for the first time in a long time, the world fears us, but it respects America. And I know that a lot of Americans are not accustomed to that. They're not. Especially young folks, they're not accustomed to America being in charge. It feels weird to them. It feels like daddy is home and now mama can't, they can't run all over mama and mama can't treat them badly. And they're not accustomed to that because most people love thrills. And for the thrill to be gone, it doesn't feel right to them. But I would be thankful if I were you. Do what you want. But I will be grateful. Thank you.
See, Bill, Jesse and Bill are living in the days of Daniel. Is it possible this is God's way? God works in mysterious ways. Praying hands.
What's the days of Daniel?
I don't understand the reference at this moment.
Oh, okay.
I may have at one point, but I've forgotten. I'd have to look it up.
Made that a little clear. It sounds interesting, but I'm not sure what you're referring to. Thank you, though.
Thor Mode 5. Gift memberships to Jesse Lee Peterson on the YouTube channel.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And so Days of Daniel could be referring to like prophetic times because maybe there was some prophecies. But again, I don't know.
Boy, Bill is a smart guy. That's for sure. Amazing.
Indeed. And did you hear that it's like some Muslim holiday thing right now, by the way? Anyway.
Where?
All over the world. They're everywhere, you know.
So this is another holiday right now?
It was announced from AP in my morning news update.
Oh, is this when they go over to Mecca?
I don't think so.
Oh. Whatever.
Indeed.
Thank you, though.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that's all for now.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me show you this. And I will get to your calls, well, it's just that we had Bill for 2 hours, and so some of your calls came in, and some came for Bill, and I was trying to do everything, and time went by. But I wanted to show you another example of what's happening in my country, and that Earth is not heaven. You saw that open that the American Anchor Baby made for Manhood Hour, not for any folks. It's only going to get worse. And I've noticed now that the police, the so-called representatives, are just outright allowing these mob things to happen in America. And I wonder, I couldn't help but wonder, if white people were doing the mob thing, would it be allowed? Would they be allowed to attack police officers, destroy people's businesses? Would it be called something else and stopped immediately if it were white young people doing it? It's at the beaches now, it's everywhere. So I'm wondering, if they were white and doing the same thing, do you think it would be a loud hake, the mob thing that's happening, if they were white people?
No, it would not.
WGN News is reporting an 18-year-old from Plainfield, Illinois, was charged with attempted murder, among other counts, after five officers with the Chicago Police Department were hit by a car while responding to a team takeover on Memorial Day weekend. Watch this from WGN News.
Teenager from Plainfield has been charged with attempted murder of five Chicago police officers. 18-year-old Rashad Johnson is accused of striking them with a vehicle. Johnson was arrested early Sunday morning during a teen takeover on the South Side. Witnesses say the crowd was large and chaotic in Little Italy well past 3 a.m. Mayor Brandon Johnson reiterated his message that parents need to know where their kids are and what they're doing.
But this really requires adults who should be acting responsibly to do their part as well. We're going to continue to hold people accountable when they act outside of the parameters of what the law provides.
It's going to get worse. But apparently, and according to Grok, this is video from the Daily Caller that shows a Florida gubernatorial candidate, James Fishback. He's saying that he's not going to put up with this mess if elected. He's not going to put up with it. Watch this from the Daily Caller.
Across the country, spontaneous teen takeovers are popping up.
Teen takeover.
Teen takeovers.
Teen takeovers. After yet another teen takeover in Florida, this time a wild one in Tampa Bay, James Fishback, a candidate for governor of Florida, went off at this press conference.
It was not a teen takeover. What happened here on Friday night was a riot. We are not going to be able to address this issue because we're denying what it truly is. Yeah. One thing that we have to confront is that black youth violence is a problem in Florida. The truth of the matter is that the group here on Friday night was almost exclusively young and black. There's something to be said about the root causes that lead a 12-year-old who was arrested here on Friday night to riot without parental supervision. 72% of black kids born today will be born to an unmarried mother.
Is he black?
He doesn't look that black, if he's black at all. I don't think he's black. Shout out.
Wow. Who is this? James Fishback. That's a black name.
No, you're thinking Fishburne.
Oh. Wow. Fishback promised that when he's sworn in, he will throw the book at any team he sees participating in the so-called black team takeover. Watch this.
If I see a single kid from here on out participating in a so-called teenage takeover from the time that I am sworn in as governor, I will retroactively have the state attorney's office charge you with rioting, and we are going to throw the book at you. You have been warned. We have 3 years to charge you, and we can definitely charge you over the next 8 months.
Wow. I ain't afraid of no black. He ain't scared. I wonder will he win. What are you saying, hey?
James Thomas Fishback, born January 1st, 1995, according to Google and Brave, is white Hispanic. He's Colombian, English, Irish, Slavic, Czech, and distant German in his ancestry.
Amazing.
Mother, an immigrant from Colombia, Spanish and maybe indigenous, maybe even a little African. But it doesn't say African. While his father is American, primarily European descent. James Thomas Fishback.
His father what?
American, European descent.
Oh.
White American.
Oh, so he's part white?
He's mostly white, it sounds like. But a little bit Hispanic, Colombian, you know.
Derek is telling me that RN News is reporting that President Trump doubled down on his endorsement of Congressman Brian Donaldson for governor of Florida.
Byron Donalds is a black guy who's been a long time.
Oh,
he's sort of young. Maybe about my age, plus maybe younger.
So this guy that we just fished back is running for governor?
Yeah.
Oh, and Donaldson is running for...
Byron Donalds running
for governor.
Yeah. Okay, despite his mixed heritage, Fishback has made racially charged statements telling a black man he... I don't know about this. I don't want to repeat it.
Yeah. Amazing!
I've never trusted that guy.
That's Donalds right there.
Yeah.
You never what?
Trusted Byron Donalds.
Why not?
He just seems sort of politician-y.
And that's Donald. That's the one Trump is behind.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's Fishback.
Okay.
So how can Fishback be all those different colors?
Nowadays, everybody's... Well, he's only two colors.
But you said he was all those other things.
All those other...
Slovak.
English, Irish, Slavic, Czech, because... When you go up into your family tree, those are your ancestors that kind of feed into just you.
Up in the tree?
Yeah, your family tree. Because you could have, okay, your mother is black and your father is black, but my mother is white, but she's mixed. Her mother was a little bit Scottish, and then her father was something else. And then my other grandma, she was part Danish, so that's how I'm... Scottish, Danish, blah, 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 American.
But my grandmother part Indian, too.
Yeah, see?
She had white and Indian.
The more you go up, the more different grandparents you have, and the more grandparents you have, the more potential countries you have feeding in.
She even had that good hair like an Indian.
Yeah.
Like the Indian squaw.
No endorsement implied.
Right.
Or opposition. Shout out, Byron, I like you.
Neither sort for of. Or against.
Yep.
Let me go to Slim out of... Slim gone. Oh, okay. Let me do this. Let's do Super because of time here.
Super Chat.
Bible Bot says, hey, Jesse, I've been working on myself since I was 27. I've been staying with it even when it's the hardest. I am now 34. Amazing.
Right on. Don't worry about how long it takes. Don't worry about the time. Don't worry about the pain. Don't worry about this too hard or whatever. You stay with it. And the harder it gets, the less it is. But the less it gets, the harder it is. So you want to be rough and go through the hell, and you'll be fine. Stay with it.
The Hake Report on Pilled.net gifted the can and as well as the cookie and says, maybe now you guys can get pills in the scratch-offs. You're welcome, y'all.
You're shout out to the Hake Report. Appreciate it.
And shout out to the supporters and the members on the YouTube and Rumble channels on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
Shout out. Thank you.
As well as the subscribers over on Pilled.net. Thank you all.
Shout out to Pilled.net.
And thank you guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I am so out of time. What an amazing show today, especially with Bill Lockwood. If you missed it, make sure you podcast. He was on for 2 hours today. And it could have gone longer, but we didn't get to 3 hours. The Hake Report is coming now. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11. And then after the American Anchor Baby at 2 p.m., Pudgy.tv with Bill. Thank you for your support. Stay with it. Stay with it and stay with it. All right? You won't regret it. Work on yourself. Know thyself. All right? Take care, folks, and thank you all. And call us. Call me back tomorrow, and I'll get to your calls. All right? Amazing. Take care.
Stand up, stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show him who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you, igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the mood? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Tech.
check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility, I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit. And through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND.